Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Unger Show, the show that handles all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
I'll keep that in mind. Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody handles garbage better than we do.
Ross Allen Skorzewski this week is off into who knows where. Down in Joplin, Missouri, helping out with the missions group down there, helping some churches rebuild after the tornadoes. We have some great guests sitting in with us this week, Mark and Kelsey from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Kelsey's very, very quiet over there.
You know, you don't talk very much.
But she seems to be very, very, very nice.
I like you.
I like you, too. So, anyway... engineering the show as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the program. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us a question about anything concerning relationships. Nothing is verboten. The deal is you get to remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. This is not a show for building your self-esteem. If we think you're goofy in the head, we're going to tell you, you're goofy in the head.
You're goofy in the head.
I know I'm goofy in the head. But
I was waiting for that.
I got to spread the love, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you are very sensitive and you have emotional boo-boos and everything else, you don't want to email this show because we don't think about those kinds of things. There's all kinds of nice shows that you can write to that'll be very, very sensitive in dealing with your concerns. We are not that show.
It ain't us.
It ain't us. So, there you have it.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
Okay, you're the big Jane Austen fan, Pride and Prejudice.
I am.
Sense
I
and
must
Sensibility.
Admit, it almost sounds like I'm gay when I say it, but it's true.
Sense and Sensibility, have you read or seen that?
I've read the book.
Okay. Is there a movie of that one too? I don't know if there is or not. Okay, I haven't read it or I haven't seen it. Pride and Prejudice is the extent of my Jane Austen experience.
Pride and Prejudice is what I've read. Sense and Sensibility, I have not read it. I've seen... two or three versions of the movie, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go. Well, the article today is actually a Chuck Colson one. Every so often, Mr. Chuck has some good things that line up with what you say. So this is one of his articles.
He's great, this guy.
Mm-hmm, called Jane Austen's Marital Advice. The experts have a lot of ideas about why marriages crumble, but one of my favorite answers comes from someone who gave literary marriage advice some 200 years ago, Jane Austen. Miss Austen had a delightfully satirical eye, an approach to life that was reflected in her novels. But the daughter of a clergyman also had a strong and biblical core of common sense, especially when it came to romantic relationships. Her books reflect the moral order and celebrate marriage itself. Austen lived during the early Romantic movement. The Romantics lived a life defined by the passions of the moment. For them, to feel is everything. In her novel, Sense and Sensibility, Austen describes the inevitable consequences of this approach to life. It's the story of two sisters, both whom fall deeply in love. The elder sister, Eleanor, has learned to govern and guide her passions by reason and ultimately marries a man of good character. By contrast, the younger sister, Marianne, indulges her passions without regard for prudence. Although Eleanor warns Marianne against giving her heart to an attentive young man she barely knows, for Marianne, passion is the thing. Feelings must take the place of judgment. And being a creature of sensibility, Marianne has no sense, no interest in learning good moral judgment, which involves training feelings by habit and reason. Marianne has yet to learn what C.S. Lewis taught, that the question is not what feelings we happen to have, but what feelings we should have.
Ooh, that's good.
We must educate ourselves to train our thoughts and feelings to correctly reflect the actual moral order. Marianne saw no need to do this, which is why, in time, her heart was broken by the worthless young man she'd so quickly and imprudently fallen in love with. Unfortunately, our culture has taken Marianne's attitude to its logical and tragic conclusion. Like the Romantics, modern liberalism celebrates the victory of sensibility over sense, the passions over reason, self-absorption over moral duty, romantic anarchy over tradition.
Like that idiot woman we read yesterday.
Idiot woman. Oh, the one on the article, yeah.
About the people shacking up.
Oh, yeah.
I see no reason that would have any negative impact on you.
Mm-hmm. Jane Austen would have been rightly horrified at our not heeding her warning, but unsurprised by the results, including, sadly, the high divorce rate and the seduction of so many unthinking young women by men of bad character.
Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. How much happier we would be if both men and women took the time to learn good moral judgment and retrain their more impulsive feelings to reflect the moral order.
What that means, Kelsey!
Don't just listen to your heart. Use your brain.
Yes.
If he walks like a skunk, talks like a skunk, and smells like a skunk, he's a skunk.
That's
I don't care
right.
how he makes you feel. But I love him. He's so wonderful. He's fabulous. In fact, you're headed for the toilet. You're going to be in a disaster. That's what people today don't get. Use your brain. God's given you a good brain. You're cute, but use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right? All right.
He says instead of rushing headlong into marriage, they should go slowly, inviting the advice of wise parents, friends, and church counselors.
And good-looking preachers like me.
That's right. If Austen were alive today, she would make sure her readers learned a more serious point, that the route to marital happiness is recognized that there is... That the route to marital happiness is recognizing that there is a moral order and that we ignore it at our own peril.
That's right. You got to do life right on purpose. It doesn't happen automatically, despite what all the romantic movies will tell you.
You don't follow your feelings.
If it's the one, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's the one.
Have some sense.
I know he's a pig. I know he smells. I know he's a self-centered, narcissistic pig.
And I can change him.
I can change him.
Always remember, Kelsey, you cannot change a man. You can't change him.
If you're happy with marrying the pig, then be happy marrying the pig. But if you don't want to marry a pig, don't think I can get a pig and I'll change him out of a pig. He'll stay a pig. Look for a good guy, a solid guy.
Because you can't make a leopard change his spots.
And you can't make a purse out of a sow's ear.
That's right. Silk purse from a sow's ear.
I guess you can make a purse out of a sow's ear.
You can't.
But then you have a sow's ear's purse.
That's right.
Now, if you want a sow's ear's purse, that's cool. But you can't make a silk purse.
From a sow's
out
ear.
Out of a sow's ear. Get my sayings.
I did that once. Somebody used to use that phrase that I knew all the time. And so I went and got those big pig's ears, you know, that you feed to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sewed it and made this little purse and stuck the pig's ear on it just as a joke.
See, you can make a purse out of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, pig's ear. You just can't make a silk purse.
Silk purse from a sow's ear.
I hope you're all paying attention.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
There you go.
Okay, this first email actually is a follow-up to the original. Do you recall the woman who... What is that? What is your... You're like a dog looking around. What you hear?
I thought I smelled something getting hot.
I don't smell that. Do you smell it?
Not anymore.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
You got all this electronic equipment.
Yeah, and it starts sparking and burning.
That's a bad sign.
Yes. The smell of carbon isn't a good thing.
Just a whiff of carbon there for a minute.
Burning with all of this stuff, we better find out what it is right away.
Okay,
do you recall the woman who wrote in and she had found her husband masturbating in the garage after she told him that, and then she told him that she wouldn't help him out? Do you remember that?
She found him masturbating in the garage. Okay.
Yes. She...
Sadly, it's not probably not the first one we've read like that, but
well,
go ahead.
You totally went off on her because it made it seem like she had cut him off from having sex, that he was masturbating. The way that was written, you know, and how it is with the details, people, when you say it one way, we don't know.
Just read what you write us.
And the assumption, again, haha, shocker, wrongly, we made, was that she had cut him off totally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he continued with the masturbating, and she hated that he was masturbating, and you really,
so I got mad
really
because,
went off.
Well, it wasn't really about her. It's about people who do this. There are people who do this. they will cut off their husband and then point at him and say, see, he's being bad. Well, yeah, he's being bad. It's because what you're doing. That's someone the other day says, oh, it's Pastor so-and-so's committing adultery. And I know this is, I'm not justifying it.
You're not justifying the adultery.
But I looked at my wife and said, I got to tell you, if I was married to that lady,
I'd be looking elsewhere too.
You know, I mean, the two play off of each other. All right?
Yes.
So what you're telling me is that was not actually
that
the
was
case.
Not it. She says, I just listened.
So is this a continuing saga?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Continuing saga! The last time we got together, our heroes were arguing about who is whacking off in the garage, which is really disgusting if you think about it.
Something like that.
So the question was it her fault because we thought she was saying
that she, was
she wasn't giving him any sex and you're yelling at him for, of course he's masturbating, you've never given him sex, what do you expect?
That was the assumption
we're getting
made.
A clarifying
email. Okay, clarifying email. I just listened to the program and obviously there is some confusion. I never did cut him off except that one time.
Well, there you go. That changes everything.
Yes. I wanted to because I felt that submitting wasn't working. I submitted to him every time and he wanted it and he was still masturbating. This has upset me badly. I have went above and beyond
Kelsey,
to satisfy him.
Kelsey, that's why
him.
You don't want to marry a guy who looks at porn and masturbates. She's 15 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Sitting in here. I think you're traumatized listening to this. You imagine this poor girl.
Oh. You got some money for therapy when you get home with her, Mark?
Because they don't change.
No.
They think, well, once I get married, I won't do it anymore. No, they keep doing it. You want someone who's going to be straight up. You want the way they want, you want them to treat you and act and behave. Now is how you see it. Not, well, okay, I'll put up with it because it'll change when we get married, because it doesn't change. These are the Tiger Woods that even though they're married to a supermodel, still cheat on them. These are the Arnold Schwarzeneggers, even though he's got, you know, a gazillion dollars and a pretty wife and still goes out and screws somebody else's. Congressman Anthony Weiner taking pictures of his wiener and sending it around to people, even though he's got a successful job and everything. They lose everything. They destroy everything because they never learn to say no. If they don't learn how to say no and act right before they get married, they won't do it after. That's the point.
Yes. Okay.
As the music builds. Very dramatic. All right.
She said, I was giving him sex every day to every other day, and it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
The dude has a problem.
No, he's got a problem.
If
then this is not
sex
about
every
you,
day.
Dear.
No.
When you put an email that says that you cut him off, I'm going to go off on you.
Yeah.
In that context, it's all him, and you should not tolerate it.
He is now in anger counseling because the pastor finally said he needed to go.
I'm surprised she's not in anger counseling. I'd be so angry.
He's got more problems than anger. Honest to Pete, anger counseling isn't. He's got some sexual addiction problems, is what he has.
Seriously. He gets sex every day or every other day, and he still masturbates. There's something wrong with that guy.
Mm-hmm. She said, I realized that some of this was my fault for not making sure that my wording was exact enough, but I feel the show was way too harsh. Of course, because we had the wrong information.
Yeah. Again, people, listen to me. This show is not about being sensitive to your thinking or your feeling. We respond to what you write. I say this every stinking show.
And if we thought you were just cutting him off and that was causing him to masturbate, then...
Yeah, and the reason it gets so real and harsh is that may not apply to you, I promise you. There were hundreds of women who heard exactly what I said and I knew they knew I was talking to them because that's what they do. They starve out their husbands and then the guy becomes unfaithful and then they point the finger at the husband. Or guys will do this to their wives. Mm-hmm. They ignore the wife. They pay no attention to the girl. Then she eventually finds a boyfriend. And then everybody's like, oh, she's so bad. She's so horrible because she has a boy. Well, yeah, but who set that up? Mm-hmm. It was you. See, there's shared blame. So my yelling, obviously wasn't yelling about you because it wasn't
It was the situation.
You, but it's that situation which is duplicated thousands of times every day.
She continues by saying that he is now struggling with looking at women everywhere we go. He's trying to purify his eyes.
Dear, why do you put up with this? Why does she put up with this?
He's looking up women up and down when she's with him. Oh, my gosh.
I'm with my wife, and I'm looking women up and down. She's knocking my head off.
Yes.
I'm with my wife, and I'm masturbating every other minute with her. She's knocking my head off. She walks in the garage, and I'm yanking on my wang-a-doodle. She's knocking my head off. Why in the world, sweetheart, are you still tolerating this man's behavior?
Well, she says, I have been the most loving, understanding wife that I can be, but still standing my ground that his behavior is not acceptable, which
standing
I take to mean
way?
She's just telling him it's not acceptable.
Yeah,
you can't just tell him it's not acceptable.
Okay, you know what? We need to send her the Butt-Kicking Women 2 DVD. It's just out. as yes, the music plays softly in the background. This is, I think, one of the best sermons I have ever preached in my life.
I would concur.
Is on this DVD. It is smoking hot. Talking to these women, why they should not put up with that kind of nonsense. It's a message entitled Unconditional Love, and how the idea of unconditional love sounds scriptural, and a lot of preachers talk about unconditional love, but it is in fact a very unbiblical concept, and I prove it to the women.
Yep.
I open the Bible and I teach you, and it's also very, very funny. But here's a woman who walks in unconditional love. Don't stop that, you're making me feel, but you never really confront him. You never really, there's no consequence.
You can say and tell him it's unacceptable, but until there's a consequence to it, it means nothing. Well, even for you, if all your wife did was say, Mark, that's not okay for me, and there was nothing behind that, you wouldn't pay attention to her and listen to it. I know you wouldn't.
So here's a lady. Come on. Most women in a good marriage, I promise you right now, there are thousands of women all over the world listening to this program, listening to your email, who are just shaking their heads and rolling their eyes.
Mm. Kelsey, oh my gosh. Do you think Rachel would let Paul get away with something like that?
There's a word I can't say, so oh, heck no.
Hail no.
Hail no.
H-A-I-L. We just stayed, we're talking about hail. Hail falling from the sky.
Hail no.
Hail no. Hail no. See, women in great marriages would never tolerate this. They don't.
It would take one time of being out in public and watching my husband go like this to a chick.
I know you'd kill him
so hard. I mean, he'd be falling off the sidewalk. And I know that you shouldn't whack him, but that's what I do.
And you'd walk into the garage and he's masturbating the garage.
No. Dear, after I just had sex with him yesterday and the day before and the day before that? Are you kidding me?
That'd be outrageous.
No.
It'd just be after. Dear, he does this because you let him. He's got problems, but I tell you who's got real problems is the lady in the mirror. Go look in the mirror and you'll see your problem right there. You are a woman who tolerates this bad behavior. You're an enabler.
Because you can't just say it's unacceptable. You have to do something about that.
Now she says she's pushing him into counseling and stuff, which is okay. So she's doing something. It's not as much as I would do.
But he needs some sex addiction, I think, counseling, not just anger management counseling.
Yeah, but
what the heck?
If I'm masturbating and checking out women and my wife still gives me sex every other day, what exactly is my motivation to stop?
Mm-hmm. Well, she thinks if she stops having sex that he's just going to keep masturbating and that doesn't do anything
either.
You
should have kicked him out of the house already. Mm-hmm. You should have kicked him out of the house a long time ago. The minute he started doing something, you just kick him and say, hey, make a choice. Me or the porn. Mm-hmm. Me or the master, don't you do this anymore. I want you passionate. There's no excuse for what you're making love to him every other day or every day.
Mm-mm.
Inexcusable. Mm-mm. He does it because you let him. It was one of the main reasons. It's not all your fault because he's doing it, but you're an enabler. You allow him to do it.
And women don't like to hear that. She didn't like my other response,
which wasn't right. She's not going to like this one either.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. Don't quit doing this. At least she's pushing him into the counseling. I'll give her kudos for that.
Yeah.
But the difference between you, dear, and women who have husbands that don't do it, those women would never let him do it.
Mm-mm.
There'd be hell to pay.
It could happen once.
There'd be absolute hell to pay. There is no way. And there you have it. All right.
Want to take a break? Do we miss it?
Did we not take a break? Did we take a break? I don't know. It's all a blur. We didn't.
No,
we didn't. Timmy says we didn't take a break. Let's take our first break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on markgunger.com.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls. That would be the devil. who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God, or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
But there's no guarantee that the one you love is going to love you. Oh, nothing I think cannot see. A certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. You cloud your mind with emotion.
Aaron Neville, crooning as we continue along on the Mark Gunger Show. Do everyone plays the fool?
Yeah.
Is that my theme song?
Some more so than others. Yeah.
If you want to claim it there, Mark A.
Oh, brother. All right, what you got?
Okay, this isn't really a question. It's a comment from a new listener. She said, I'm a 26-year-old female, and I have recently started listening to your show. I love the humor and the no-nonsense advice. Today, I just experienced one of my most embarrassing moments while listening to your show at work. I was trying to find one of the episodes talking about the hose for Jesus because it was so hilarious.
I love that. That's
yes,
my favorite.
Yes, yes, yes.
My favorite show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Hose for Jesus.
She says, I like to listen to music or radio shows while I do the mundane tasks because it helps keep my focus. As I was clicking on different tags, I stumbled on one episode that I hadn't listened to, so I decided to stay with it. I went back to work without realizing that the bottom tag of my screen said sexual positions. As I was working away doing data entry, my fellow 65-year-old male coworker walked in and saw the bottom of my screen.
Oh, no.
I freaked out and clicked on the episode and asked with a red face, have you ever heard of this show? It's hilarious, I said. I was so mortified because as I clicked on the show, the title was Sexual Positions, and it showed an even bigger font when she was trying to get rid of it. My coworker looked confused and a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure how I was going to explain that I could be listening to a good Christian show that was titled Sexual Positions. So I just acted like it didn't happen and turned back to the data entry while he walked out of the room. To top it off, I work at a Christian organization.
You used to work at a Christian organization, as you'll soon lose your job, and it'll be my fault.
Anyway, this now goes down as the most embarrassing moment in my life. Thanks again for the humor and for giving me a new most embarrassing moment.
Well, that's our goal here, to make you feel like crap. It's the
that
Mark Gunger Show.
Funny.
If you haven't had a horrible situation, listen to this show.
Well, I always have stuff up on my screen, you know, things and articles and this and that. And
oh
when people
goodness.
Borrow my computer or walk by and look, it's like, wow, I'm sure that they just wonder what is going on.
And Googling some of these topics,
yeah.
there are some pages that you probably didn't intend to pull up.
No.
And we talk about this stuff all day long, you know, and I think a lot of people, if they heard our conversations, would think, boy,
there's
probably
something
inappropriate, you know. But when you talk about this, I mean, it's what we're doing constantly.
Or if you catch it out of context.
But sometimes you catch stuff even out of context, even when we're last night, go check this out.
Uh-oh.
So I have to go speak at a group of
football players,
high school football players, and coaches and their wives, okay? So I got to do this thing. So Diane walks in, she hears us talking about it, and she meant to say, how long are you speaking tonight? But what she says literally, what comes out of her is, how long is your thing?
And as soon as it came out, I'm like, no, that's not what I meant.
So, I mean, she says it, and of course, my eyes get big. And my wife doesn't drop a beat, man. She gets there before I do. My wife jumps in and says, not all that long, actually. You know? I said, well, to be honest with you, My future career as a porn star is probably not going to happen, you know. So we're just laughing hysterically because everything, you know, has some kind of a tie into something weird on this show.
I know.
But you usually don't walk in and say, "How long is your thing?"
Well,
that is probably
because
not.
You were supposed to be gone when we got back from the mall, and it's like you're still here and you didn't go to your thing yet, and it's like, you know, yeah, it starts, and you were saying thing, they got to go to the thing, and then that's when it just popped out of my mouth. Oh, good heavens. And as soon as it was out, I realized it was wrong.
Oh, my wife, that was hilarious.
It was very funny.
How long is your thing? She jumps right, without stepping a bit, she goes, not that long, actually. And I'm oh my gosh, it's been dissed by my wife.
And I'm going, too much information from Mr. and Mrs. Gunger. Stop now.
Ah, pretty funny.
That's very funny.
All right.
Anyhow, okay. This email says, in the last premarital class my fiancé and I were in, they were showing a video clip where you, Mark Gunger, were talking about imprinting, and for people who have been in previous relationships, the need to change the imprinting. Mm-hmm. We have both been married previously and had relationships prior to those marriages. Mm-hmm. Before we heard the explanation, the instructor stopped the clip. Can you please tell me about how to change this imprinting issue? You've been talking a lot about imprinting these last several shows.
Intentionally. You just have to be aware of it. It is what it is. What's an analogy? I don't know. It's like if you open the door and someone punches you in the face, and you do that 5-6 times, every time you open the front door, someone punches you in the face, you know, you've now been imprinted. So
every time you open the door,
you might be a little more paranoid when you open the door, you know. You might be refusing to open the door, you know. Well, it's like you can't open the door. Just, you know, be careful. And when you feel a little nervous, or you might feel yourself wincing and stuff when you normally wouldn't have winced, it's normal for you.
Yeah.
You got punched in the face a lot.
It's a new normal.
It's a new normal.
You might not be able to make it go away.
Yeah. You'll never be that
ideal
17-year-old virgin. I mean, it's just not. It is what it is. But you can still have a great life, and you can still have a great sex life. You just have to be intentional. You just have to be aware of it. Do you know how many people?
Almost everybody.
How many people struggle with this? Guys who are making love to their wives catch themselves thinking about some other girl that they had sex with before.
Mm-hmm.
How many women making love to their husband? They don't intend to, but
the thought's there.
A song, a touch or something, and she instantly flashes back to that other guy that she was with. I mean, sex is a powerful thing. It's powerful imprinting. And this can be a drag, obviously. I mean, is this hard to understand? So what I'm trying to tell people is to avoid the situation in the first place. It doesn't mean you're doomed if you've been there. It says you just need to be aware of it and how to deal with it. And again, I wish we could sprinkle with you with pixie dust and it won't matter anymore, but it does matter. And just be aware of it. This isn't to condemn people. It's to, A, warn those who haven't gone down this path, which is the main reason for what I'm talking about, and B, to let people know who are struggling with this stuff. Just be aware of it.
This is your new normal. I mean, it really is. You have to accept the fact that you've done things wrong and there may be consequences forever because of it, but that's your normal.
Yeah,
and
that's your new normal.
Work
you can
with that.
Still have a good sex life, but if you don't understand it, you'll just struggle and you'll have a hard time. Plus, sometimes you want to intentionally avoid. See, what happens a lot of these guys that they imprint on these things, they actively chase it again.
No, you have to
avoid
you've
got to
those
stop.
Things.
That's the reason for doing it. You know, if you're deal was, you know, seducing some cheerleader at school. Well, when you're married, you don't say, gee, let's play cheerleader and football captain,
and
I'll pretend you're the cheerleader. Because they're constantly trying to relive what they imprinted on. So what it means, be aware of it, break the habit, stay as far away from it as you can, and flow with it. You'll be okay. Life is not over for you.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete three Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
You're feeling good because you're on the Mark Gunger Show, joining us as we talk about love, marriage, relationships, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this email says, we're going through a rough patch right now, and I'd love to have Mark's feedback. The specific question is, how do we find time together? Ah!
That's Mark's feedback. All right, sorry.
I'm like, what are you doing?
It just
that was nasty.
It just came to me.
She wants to know, how do we find time together during the craziness of life with a toddler? We're both tired and so spent and so beat up.
Uh-huh.
Too much to do, not enough time. Weekends are jam-packed with to-do lists, errands to run, groceries to buy. Weekdays are the daily doldrum of stressful work and then picking up our little boy at the daycare. Then we have about 3 hours of time to spend with him while we try to make dinner, try to eat before it gets cold, clean up after he's been put to bed. Plus, some other family issues have arisen, a stressful estate matter after my mother's death, and a harrowing medical issue with my husband's been all we've been dealing with for the last year. We are in our 30s, married about 7 years. So how do you deal with life and toddlers and kids and stresses? And
what does that mean? How do you deal with it?
That's what she wants to know. How do we find time together during the craziness of life with a toddler?
You prioritize that. You prioritize the time to deal with your estate issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to. I mean, just
you
people prioritize what they want.
Time.
You prioritize your relationship. You prioritize 3 hours of playing with a rugrat. How old is he?
Four. Is he four? Toddler. Let's see.
4 years old?
Did you say four?
Whatever.
Yeah. Just a toddler.
He goes to bed?
But so we have about 3 hours of quality time to spend with him.
Okay, so great. Well, then you're done with that. You should spend some quality time with each other.
But what's going on? Weekends are jam-packed with to-do list errands to run.
Well,
I mean,
lighten up.
Are there things you can stop doing? Or
I love these people. I can't stop. We can't stop. Well, then, okay. Then your life sucks. And you're doomed
you
to suck still.
You have to make time to do it.
Your life's going to suck. You'll never have sex again. Your life is doomed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next email. Don't give me this. Oh, we got to do this. We got the estate planning. We got this. And we got this medical thing. We got this.
If you schedule everything else, why don't you schedule a babysitter and a date night?
Yeah. Why don't you schedule some time with each other? Why don't you schedule a night? Mm-hmm. You know,
you
we're
have
gonna
to
look
do
at,
it.
We're not going to deal with anything. We're going to have a great night of kissing and hugging and great sex. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the house doesn't get clean this week.
Yeah. So you don't vacuum something. Oh, the world's going to end. Your four-year-old. Mm-hmm. A four-year-old will be fine. People were raising dirt for centuries, for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Your marriage is starting to suck because you let it suck. That's all there is to it.
You have to do it intentionally.
Oh, I can't do this, and I got this, and I got to do that. They can prioritize cleaning the toilet. She can prioritize vacuuming. She can prioritize going through paying the bills. But you can't. You can't somehow prioritize an hour or two for the two of you to connect. Horse
I don't
manure.
Buy that. I just don't buy that when people
course.
Say that.
She's full of it.
I don't
sure and
buy
spice
that.
And everything nice. That's what she's full of.
You connect on purpose, intentionally, and by making the time. That's how you find time together.
Can you imagine her trying to sell this pitch to the electric company? Listen, I would love to pay the bill. But, you know, I've got the toddler, and we've got to spend 3 hours of quality time with the toddler. And then I've got the estate planning, and then I got to clean the toilet and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm sorry, I just haven't been, I can't pay the bill. They're just going
to
shut your electricity off,
that's
lady.
A good
They're
way
not
to say
going
it.
To care. But see, the bill she can pay.
Mm-hmm.
The estate, oh, she can deal with that. The cleaning the toilet, oh, yeah, somehow we can work that in. But me and my husband, time alone, time to be intimate, oh, somehow we can't do that. Horse manure. You don't do it because you don't do it. Shame on you.
That's right. It's like that analogy. Have you heard that where you take the glass?
Shame on you. Full of shame. Piles of shame.
Yes.
To the public squares.
Yes.
Put them in block.
Locks. Oh, it's not that bad, for crying out loud.
Hurl feces at their faces.
Please wear gloves. Yes. I work for a hospital.
We'll get rubber gloves from the hospital. Mark will bring gloves and we'll hurl feces. Shame, shame, shame. For heaven's sakes. Don't feel bad. Just change. Just change.
Don't feel bad. Just change.
Just change. What the heck? Take any of her thing.
I know.
Take anything.
That was a good
has.
Way to say it.
Take
the
bill. Take the mowing the lawn. We haven't mowed the lawn in 6 months. Why? Well, we've got, and go through her same list. I'll bet you the lawn has not gone unmowed for 6 months.
I bet you not.
Why? Because they deal with it. They have to. But for some reason, people like this, when it comes to their marriage, suddenly the marriage, we can't get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys wonder why your life stinks. You wonder why your marriage is awful. You wonder why your husband's checking out other women and going out and having affairs because you're too busy to have sex with him. You, oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Oh, he's so horrible. Everybody's so bad. I'm such a great mom and such a great woman. I don't know how this happened. Really, lady? All you women
happened.
Out there just like this? I don't know how it happened. Y'all get a swirl. Y'all get a corporate swirling for the whole lot of you. Nothing like a swirly in the morning. She needs a swirly.
I'm not contesting
We don't have time for each other.
You have to make
time.
Horse manure.
For a swirly.
She doesn't have time for a swirly. She doesn't have time. God, it just ticks me off.
I know it does.
Because she knows, take any area of her life and use the same excuses, she'd know it would be ridiculous. I can't feed my toddler. What do you mean? He hasn't eaten dinner in 3 days. Why not? Well, I got the estate planning, and I got this, and I got these other things. The police would come and take your kid away from you.
Yes, there's no magic button. There's no pill you can take to try to make this happen. You have to
do it.
There's no easy, quick fix answer.
My life sucks. Why? Because you suck. That's why. Your life sucks because you suck.
You suck.
They do. They suck. Is that a nice thing to say?
No, it's not a nice thing
to say. But it's true.
Of course
it's not.
My
marriage is awful because we have a toddler. My marriage is awful because we got things to do on the weekend. My marriage is awful because I got the estate planning. My marriage is... Oh, give me that.
Well, if they only have one child, what if they had more children? There's people that have 3, 4, 5 kids and they find time to be able
and
to...
And besides, 3 hours of quality time? Who gives a 3-year-old 3 hours, a 4-year-old of unbroken quality time every single day? And you can't
There's
connect.
People who do that.
And you can't connect with each other while you're doing this with the kid?
I don't know.
You and mom could be talking about all kinds of stuff while you're playing with the kid. You know what? The 4-year-old doesn't know what you're talking about.
Right. Yep.
As long as it's not a knockdown, drag out.
But I mean, they could be talking about
talking
stuff.
About
they're
this,
still
that.
Connecting. How was your day at work? When you're spending quality time, you don't have to all of a sudden drop your conversation to the level of a 4-year-old for 3 hours. What you doing? What you doing out here? I don't know. Come here. Come on. I'm going to chase you. Come on. You talk like that for 3 hours, lady?
Well, apparently
you and your husband
the focus
talk like this
must
for 3 hours?
All be the child.
Oh, God.
For those
grave.
3 hours that they can't.
She gets another swirling.
Well, this is really ticking you off. I did not think you'd go off so highly on this one.
Well, because people are always like this. Why can't you? You know, this lady tells me. She's telling me. Oh, my husband's terrible. Oh, this or that. Oh, he never wants to do this. And he goes gambling. And he's a horrible this. And he's a horrible that. And I look at her, and finally, she took a breath after an hour. I said, let me ask you one question. She goes, what? How's your sex life? She looks at me and goes, what do you mean? I said, I don't know. How's your sex life? How often do you have sex? And she looks at her husband and goes, I don't know. It's been, about 7 years? 7 years, lady?
Sorry, it would make me very cranky, too.
7 years, and you're wondering why your husband's so disconnected and cranky? The wonder why he goes gambling? It's the only time he can get his heart pumping, for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. I'd go gambling, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I'm telling you, these people, they love to point fingers at somebody else. And it's great, because it would be like me starving you and then pointing at you because you stole some eggs from my refrigerator. So if I come to the world and say, this guy from Fayetteville, he stole some eggs from my refrigerator.
He stole from me.
And then they ask you, did you steal? And you go, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, everybody's going to think you're a bad guy. What they don't know is you've been a guest in my house for 3 months and I haven't fed you for 2 days. No. That they don't hear, see?
No, they don't.
This just ticks me off, this stuff.
You get what you get on purpose.
Yeah. Our marriage is terrible. So you're going to let your marriage... And here's the thing. These people, they claim they love their kids.
Well, obviously, they're giving them 3 hours of attention.
I say claim because I think a lot of it's horse manure. They love their kids, but they let their marriage go to hell.
Not good.
Do you know what your kid needs more than anything is for you two to be good?
Yeah, you have to have a solid relationship and a good marriage.
Ask any kid. Ask any kid. What they want more than it is my parents to be good. I don't want my parents to end up in divorce. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Because it freaks willies out of me. You said your parents are divorced.
Yeah.
They divorced when you were an adult or a child?
I was one, two.
Oh, so you don't remember. So you weren't. I remember being, I was like 35 or so, my parents were talking about getting a divorce. I remember how traumatizing it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult. I'm not at home anymore. And I'm still freaking the willies. I can't imagine when you're a little kid. At 4 year old, that they're Googling and drooling over nonstop for 3 hours a day, the best thing you can do for that kid is make sure that you and your husband have a good relationship. That means you turn off the stupid TV. And how long does it take? You don't even need 3 hours with each other?
No.
I still can't get 3 hours of unbroken attention to a four-year-old. I don't remember my parents ever giving me 3 hours of unbroken attention. Seriously, they're giving 3 hours? What does that mean? 3 hours every day of...
She said... they pick him up from daycare, and we have about 3 hours of quality time to spend with him while we are trying to make dinner, eat, clean up, and put him to bed.
Oh, okay. So that's not just sitting there drooling over the kid for 3 hours.
No. So they're doing other things during that 3 hours. Yeah, but I mean, come
on. You have to deal with 3 hours. You know what? A half hour.
If you sit with them for half an hour...
No, with your spouse.
With your half an hour. Make
love to each other. Take 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you can't make love to each other, that you can't spend time with each other, you can't hold each other, you can't connect with each other because you got all this other stuff to do.
Well, do they talk while they're eating? I mean, at least you're sitting at the table.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're playing with the kid, keep talking.
You know, I know that there's a kid, the toddler at the table with hot dogs and macaroni and cheese all over the place, but you can surely talk to your spouse.
Now, look, we might totally be misreading this.
We might be.
She might be not. And if we don't get it right, don't get mad at us. We don't know. It's just a stupid email. If this has nothing to do with the people who actually wrote it, I promise you what we're talking about is affecting hundreds of people right now that are listening to this show.
Find a day on the calendar. Get a babysitter. You surely can do that.
She might just be complaining that they do connect and they're just real super busy.
Yeah.
If that's the essence of the question, well, then it's fine. Life has seasons. There's seasons of life.
But you can still cut out some things if you're feeling way too overwhelmed. There has to be something you can say no to and something you can cut out.
Of course there is.
There always is.
All right, I think we've abused this woman beyond...
Enough.
Beyond reason.
Okay. This guy says, I was listening to one of Mark's shows when he was ranting, which I can't imagine that.
Imagine
you
me.
Were actually ranting.
I'm so offended. How could you possibly say I was ranting?
Inconceivable.
Anyway, you were ranting on how the Christian community seems to act like masturbation is an impossible thing to overcome.
Yes.
Well, here are some thoughts that I would like to share with someone because he formerly struggled with masturbation. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You can take it or leave it. But I thought this was pretty good. He says, that woman you're looking at is someone's daughter. Underneath all of the airbrushed pictures and makeup, there is a real woman whose parents would be mortified if they saw that picture of their daughter. Imagine if you were that woman's parent, seeing your own daughter, who was raised since she was a newborn, posting naked pictures of herself on Facebook. Even more so, imagine that you were God and you saw that woman, that lost daughter, selling herself in such a way. And then imagine God seeing you using pictures of that girl to get a sexual release. And remember, God sees you when you look at pornography, getting your sexual release off by looking at his daughter as though she were little more than a sex toy. Imagine all of your darkest thoughts, the worst of the worst, laid bare for all of the world to see. Think Anthony Weiner was disgraced? There is a far greater disgrace awaiting us in eternity when all of our deepest, darkest secrets are laid bare for all of God and man to see. I don't know about you, but I would rather not face that eternity's worth of disgrace. Is there forgiveness? Yes. But God's forgiveness is conditional on our repentance. We cannot know God's forgiveness and his redeeming power until we know the shame of our sin and resolve to walk away from our sin, never to return to it. That is the definition of repentance, and that is how you will walk free from the chains that have bound you. I wonder if perhaps we will start winning the war against pornography when we start reminding people that pornography is pictures of real people who have been turned into less than human people in the same way the African slave trade eventually led to racial prejudice in the United States. What if we are sowing the seeds of the next wave of sexism and hatred by objectifying women today?
Well said.
I thought that was very well done. Hey, I didn't tell you that I saw the movie, finally watched it, Pray the Devil Back to Hell.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I was ready to go grab a whole bunch of women and start some war on pornography to see if we could make this happen. I'll tell you, that's what I was ready to, you know, just change this culture. And if these women could do that, I mean, it's a lot different context when you're talking about what they did in war and all of that. But it was a really, really good movie.
And I find these are the women who said, no more sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep fighting, and it got the men's attention.
Yeah, I was expecting that to play a bigger role in it than it actually did after hearing you talk about it so much. Yep. It was just a minor part of it.
Very much in passing there, but it was. Yeah. I remember I saw the, I bet you it was a big deal in their homes.
Oh, I'm sure that it was.
Oh my God.
But the guts that they had, and you know, they went and they sat in, and that's what they did all day, day after day after day after day, doing these sit-ins and trying to make this happen. They were pretty brave women.
That it took. I mean, where were the men leading? They weren't. But the women had to step up.
Yeah,
which is sad.
But it would be quite something if you could get a whole army of women like that to rail against the whole porn thing and to change this. That would be quite something.
Yeah, to see these women. They all. It's like the lady who wrote in, who just she waits to hear what other people say mm-hmm. before they decide what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Lots of women think that porn, I don't like it, but it must be okay because everybody else says it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Interesting. All right.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take the break. Come back with the final segment right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
And welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong, the lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. to view a schedule and register for an upcoming event. Visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
The rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
You listen to the Mark Unger Show, where we endeavor to crinkle your nose whenever we can.
Crinkle my nose. Ew.
People right now probably crinkle their nose.
I'm sure they do. Okay, let's see.
You know, I'm convinced that because of the way these people write these emails, that the conclusions were often addressing things that don't exist in the email at all.
Probably.
A lot of people write that. Well, that was not what I meant. You know. Well, yeah. Again, we only react to what you, and when we go off, we're going off to that thinking pattern.
Yes.
You may have touched it inadvertently, didn't really mean to talk about it for yourself.
Right.
But we're still speaking about it because lots of people do think
and
like
that. And it fits lots of other situations,
really
even
does.
If it's not yours.
Yeah. So if you feel like we've talked about your thing and I've totally missed the point, just send us another email. Clarify.
Okay, here's another, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me question. He says, I am a church pastor.
Ooh.
My wife and I have 3 kids under age 8. My wife and I haven't had sex in 2 years.
Wow.
We've been married 11 years. There are no issues with money. There are no major issues in our marriage. We both love each other very much. She says that she's ashamed of her body and that she feels funky about the way she looks. I get that, but what am I supposed to do in the meantime? I'm pulling my hair out, waiting on her. I love her dearly, but this is the most difficult thing I've ever been through, ever. I feel like a caged animal. Can you offer any advice?
She feels funky.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
Oh, you're looking for... Yeah.
He's looking for something.
Yes, of course he is. She feels...
You guys are not supposed to tell people what I'm up to over here.
No, but it's hard for me to be not distracted when I'm watching you look for buttons over
there.
Well,
you can... But don't say anything.
I'm sorry.
I'm still laughing at no sex in 2 years, but we have no marriage problems.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a little
isn't
odd.
That interesting? Yeah, that's not really indicative of no marriage problems. That's a big problem, actually. He says, I've consulted some other pastor friends and they have no real answers. I've been given some pointers on non-sexual contact that I followed closely, but nothing seems to work. He said, there's no porn and no masturbation. There's no sexual contact at all. I mean, it's not just intercourse. There's just nothing.
But why?
He said an occasional hug, but nothing else. She doesn't want to even address the issue in conversation.
Why?
Because she feels funky about her body, I guess.
It's okay to feel funky. Sometimes I feel funky. I feel funky right now. Oh, yeah. Everybody get up dance right now. If she felt this kind of funky, she'd probably want to have sex.
She probably would.
You gotta tell your wife, it's all right to feel funky. Play this music when she comes in.
Got to stop to feeling so low.
So low.
And I just started quickly. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
To disco down and check out the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
what she says, she's feeling funky. Just look at her say.
Music, white girl.
Woo-hoo.
Play that funky music, white.
Woo-hoo.
Play that funky music, white boy. Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
We played that song twice this week.
Yes, we did. Okay.
All right, so if she's saying he's just, funky, she's mean, she doesn't feel very attractive.
She's gained some weight, some things like
she's
that. He said it's not anything that bad. I think he's just trying to be this nice guy waiting for her, not
that's
wanting to push it, not
that's
wanting to make an issue of it.
Dude, listen to me.
I'm trying to be understanding.
Listen, you're an idiot. Listen to me. You're a nice idiot. You're a pastoral idiot. You're a called of God idiot, but you're an idiot nonetheless. I'm a pastor. I promise you. The redhead in my life says, we're not having sex anymore. There is hell to pay. There is no way in the world.
No.
We just keep going along like there's nothing wrong. You are miserable. And you know what? You know how many pastors, shame on you, dude. You know how many pastors today who will lose their ministries, who will lose everything because they'll have an affair.
Yeah, and he did say that he tried to tell her that he's struggling, keeping his eyes in his head a hard time with it. It is a big struggle for him.
Dude.
And the wife doesn't want to hear anything about it.
I'd kick her out or I'd move out, one of the two.
He says she doesn't understand why I just can't be content. And I can't understand why she, for lack of a better term, won't soldier up and help me out.
Look, do you guys read the Bible? Is your wife a Christian or are you a pastor with a Muslim wife? Is she a Satan worshiper? Maybe you're a pastor.
No.
And she sacrifices goats and chickens.
Good heavens.
Maybe she does. She could be a pastoral wife who sacrifices goats and chickens and worships the devil in the garage on a weekend.
No.
You never know.
Well, I doubt.
You know
that's
how many people go around worshiping the devil and sacrificing goats in the garage every weekend? Yeah.
No.
What?
I have no idea. No, I don't think that there's too many.
Well, she might be.
I know. Your
maybe
point
she's an atheist. Maybe she's
Bible
an atheist.
Says you're not supposed to
you
deny.
Do not have the right to ignore the sexual needs of your husband.
Yeah.
Do you not read the Bible to her, dude? 1 Corinthians 7th chapter. Read it. You're a pastor. You should know better than this. Your wife's refusing to have sex with you, virtually guaranteeing that you will eventually fall and lose everything.
Yeah.
You go to your elders of your church and say, we have a problem. See, I promise you, she doesn't want anybody to know this.
Well, and there's some hormone issues, some physical issues.
Oh,
all of
my
that. So, that's why I'm telling you that's why he's trying to be.
Oh,
she's on antidepressants
issues.
And all of this stuff.
There's
she's
this
trying
issue.
To be kind.
There's that
because
issue.
Even if there are hormone issues, there's things that can be done.
Yes. If you're on a medication that's killing your libido, try another medication or do something else if there's these issues.
There's almost always an alternative.
Yeah, there has to be something to do besides. But he's trying to be kind and patient.
Yeah,
I know
women
what he's
trying
to
these
do.
These women with it's horrible. I can't have sex anymore because of hormone issues. Yeah, a guy ought to walk and say, you know, I can't pay the mortgage anymore. Why? I got hormone issues.
Nope.
It's silly. I can't. I want to pay the mortgage. I can't. I can't give you any grocery money this week. I'd love to. But I got these hormone things going on. I can't mow the lawn. You're going to have to mow it.
I'm just
because
telling
I would
you.
Love to mow the lawn, but I can't because I have hormone issues.
He
there's
thinks
not
he's
a woman,
being a good
there is
man,
no,
though.
Listen to me. There's not a woman on the face of the earth that'd tolerate that from a man.
No, there's not.
He's not going to go to work. He's not going to bring home money. He's not going to pay the mortgage. He's not going to mow the lawn. He's not going to do his responsibilities and say, oh, I got hormone issues. But yet, when a woman doesn't want to have sex, oh, well, she has hormone issues. Good grief.
I'm just telling you, he's the soft, squishy guy who's trying to be nice to his wife, thinking he's doing her
he's gonna
a favor.
He's
going to
be nice, squishy, right into divorce. He
I
won't
know.
Tell his church. He won't tell the elders in his church. You know, nobody knows what's going on, and it's going to ruin his marriage. It's going to ruin his ministry. You need to go to the elders in your church. You need to go to your denomination and say, I'm having a problem. I have a wife who refuses to have sex with me. They need to call her. Someone needs to step in. If nothing else, you move out. If that means you got to take a sabbatical from church, you move out. When all of a sudden her comfortable world is no longer comfortable, and she knows it's because she refuses to have sex, bet she does something about it then. See you guys later.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.